Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del, who is away on assignment. Yeah, Del is away on assignment. We get to use those big broadcasting terms every once in a while on the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network, and that's one of them. Del is away on assignment. So what's Del doing? What's he up to? Wouldn't you like to know what Del is doing when Del is not doing this radio show? Well, here's what Del's doing. Del is preparing. He's got a big week ahead of him. He really does. So some of you are thinking, all right, first of all, who are you? Who are you? Okay, I probably ought to introduce myself. My name is Al Gordon. I am a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I have been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2017. I retired myself doing what Lifestyles Unlimited teaches in 2019, and I have spent the last 5 years being real estate retired, and it's been pretty cool. Let me lay it out for you. I was 50 years of age when I left the United States Army. I was retired from the United States Army, and I earned a pension. I thought, you know, I'll live off the pension, right? But then I figured out pretty quickly that the pension only paid me about one-third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. So you do the math. I mean, consider where you work and how much you make on a monthly basis, and then try and live off of one-third of that. It's difficult, right? It kind of makes you go, well, how did you survive? How did you get by? Well, it was difficult. It was a very difficult time for me because my pension didn't provide me the passive income that I needed in order to sustain myself in life. So what did I have to do? I had to do what every other military retiree does. I had to get back into the workforce. And I struggled with that. I was 50 years of age. So if you think ageism doesn't exist, I am here to tell you I am the recipient of ageism. I tried my darndest to get my resume out there, to get my name out there, to get me out there, to get a job. And all I wanted, this is all I wanted. I just wanted a job that paid me what I thought I was worth. And I really thought I was worth six figures. And as I looked for that job I couldn't find that job. You know why I couldn't find that job? Because people like you are in that job. You're already in the job. You don't need me for the job. Even though I left the military and I thought, you know, I could just transition into some other form of employment, it wasn't that easy. It took me 10 months to find employment. And in that 10-month period of time, there was a giant sucking sound in my checking account because I was still living off of one-third of what I used to make. So how did I not go bankrupt? Well, I was doing what a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey taught me to do. Dave Ramsey taught me to pay everything off. And we had done that. We as a family in my military career had focused on paying off everything that we could pay off. And there it was in my driveway. One, no, wait a minute. Two, hold on. Three, could be four. It's four. Four vehicles that I owned free and clear. I had no debt on any of these vehicles. These vehicles were for every driver in my family, and they were assets. Now, they were depreciating assets. In other words, they go down in value over time, but they still had a cash value to them. So what did I do? Did I go and sell all of my cars and take the money and live off of it? Almost. I took the title for one of my vehicles, and I went down to the bank and I said, Mr. Banker, would you do me the honor of loaning me money against this collateralized item? And you know what Mr. Banker said? Gladly, we'll do that for you. So I signed over my title to the bank. The bank gave me a bag of money and I went home and I tried to live off of that bag of money. And that bag of money kept going down in value because I kept spending money from that bag of money because I needed that bag of money in order to sustain my household. You understand what I'm saying? When that bag of money ran out, I went back to the bank with the second title. And I said, Mr. Banker, can you give me a loan? Mr. Banker said, yes. So I took a loan out on the second vehicle that I owned free and clear. I no longer owned it free and clear. I had a lien. I had debt on that vehicle. But I had a bag of money. And I continued to live off that bag of money while I continued to try and find employment. The bag of money ran out. So what did I do? You already know the story. Took the title for vehicle number 3 to the bank. Got a bag of money. Lived off it. Bag of money ran out. Guess what? Title number 4. Back to the bank. At this point, the banker and I were pretty much on a first name basis. Hey, Bob. Hey, Al. Yeah, you here for the loan? Yeah, here. I got my title. Okay, cool. It's all done. All right. So now I've got my fourth bag of money and I still don't have a job. I'm still looking. But at this point, I have lowered my expectations. I have no longer decided that I'm going to find myself a job that pays me 6 figures a year. What I need to do is I need to find a job that's going to stop the financial bleeding, a job that's going to bring enough income into my household that I don't have to keep leveraging all of my personal assets. So 10 months later, 10 months after I retired from the United States Army, I landed a job. I did. I landed a job. Now, it wasn't that six-figure income I was looking for, but it was enough money coming into my household that it stopped the financial bleeding and it allowed me to pay the debt, the mortgages on 4 vehicles that I now had debt on because I had to use those assets to live off of because I didn't have enough income coming into my house. And that's what we're going to talk about today, folks. We're going to talk about income. We're going to talk about the fact that all of you out there, you think you have a financial problem. You think that this costs too much, that costs too much. Inflation is going up. The consumer price index is going up. All these different things are going up in our economy. And the thing that's not keeping pace is your income. And I haven't even told you about what's going on in the stock market yet. So we haven't even gotten there yet. But at the end of the day, Dell is very busy. He is very busy. And here's why. Lifestyles Unlimited is holding our 34th anniversary. We are conducting our 34th anniversary. We're going to celebrate it at our expo event, which we will hold in Irving, Texas next month. It'll be the first weekend of October. But more importantly, we're going to celebrate the fact that we turned 34 years of age. This is kind of a big deal because if you know anything about businesses, businesses do not tend to last more than 5 years. Did you know that? Yeah, most businesses fail before they achieve the age of 5 years. And then if you look at the number of businesses that make it to the age of 10, there's another big chunk of businesses that fail. So that the number of businesses that make it to year 10 is a fraction of the number of businesses that started the journey. Lifestyles Unlimited is on year 34. I want you to let that sink in. Year 34. We have been doing what we do for 34 years. We have been teaching people like you, like me, like the people in your office, like the people that live on your cul-de-sac, how to retire themselves using real estate assets. Instead of doing what you're doing now, instead of putting your money into a 401k or an IRA or some teacher plan or whatever else is out there that the government says, oh, we're on your team here. We got your back. You put your money into these government endorsed accounts here and everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. And here's why it's not going to be okay. Those retirement plans that you're on take about as long to achieve the result as Lifestyles Unlimited has been around and in existence. You're on a 34-year retirement plan. Most of you can get retired in the next 5 years. Most of you. Now, the reason I say most of you is because everybody is in a different situation. Everybody starts in a different place. I retired myself after 2 years. I'm in something that Dell likes to call the Deuces Club. What is the Deuces Club? Well, we run around with like this fake little gang sign where we hold up effectively a peace sign. You know, you got two fingers extended and it kind of looks like a V and you kind of hold it up like it's a gang sign. We call it Deuces. I don't know. It started as a joke and it just kind of caught on. But the point is this, you can get retired in 2 years. Not everybody can do that. Let me be very clear with you. Not everybody can do that. Me, I was desperate. I had tasted retirement. When I left the military, I've got a document on my wall signed by President Obama that says I am a member of the retired reserve of the United States Army. I am retired. Yeah, but then I had to go back to work. So how retired was that? Yeah, not very, right? Okay, so it took membership in Lifestyles Unlimited to correct the record, to get me on a path that was going to get me to the place that I wanted to be. And guess where I've been for the last 5 years? Happily retired, happily living off of the passive income that comes into my household that allows me to pay all of my expenses of living and throws off a little extra money so that Tina and I can go out and do the things that we enjoy doing without having to go back to work. Does that make sense? So let me get back to what Dell's been doing. Dell has been putting together a case study event that we will hold tonight. And I want to invite you to attend tonight's case study event because tonight's case study event is going to be, well, in my opinion, I think it's going to be like no other that we've done. First of all, Dell will present the case study. Normally, we have our mentor stand up there or a guy like me to kind of do the MC duties. And then we bring our members up and our members showcase properties that they've recently completed or are in progress of completing. And they show you everything about the deal to include the financials so that you can learn from their success. Dell will be at the case study tonight. He will be running the entire case study. He's going to be doing all of the activity in the case study. And it's going to be a wonderful event. If you would like to attend the case study, you can attend. I don't care where you live in the United States of America. There is a way for you to attend tonight. Want to know how to do it? Call 866-945-6565. That number again, 866-945-6565. One more time, 866-945-6565. So what is that number? That's the number to Lifestyles Unlimited. I want you to call Lifestyles Unlimited, and I want you to tell them that I told you that you need to be at the case study. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to ask you if you want to attend live or through the internet, because those are the two modalities that we offer. Now, if you can be there live, I would suggest you be there live. I would suggest that you be there in person, because I will tell you, Dell is one of these guys that he gets an idea in his head and he rolls with it. And when he does that, it's usually an exceptional event. So you should be there live and in person if you can be in Houston tonight. Now, if you can't be in Houston tonight, not a problem. We will live stream this event. You will be able to watch this event from the comfort of your living room. Grab your significant other, grab your kids, have them come check it out. Because I will tell you this, it's going to be an experience that you're going to want to remember. We come back from the break, more on your income problem. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Dell Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it. It's basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297 and save 60%. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about your income problem, because you have an income problem. You may not be aware of it, but it exists, because I went through a period of my life where I had an income problem, and it hurt. It hurt a lot. I went from making a certain wage when I was serving in the United States Army to making one third of what that wage was when I retired from the Army. And I went through a 10-month period where I did not have employment, where there was a giant sucking sound in my checking account. See, I had an income problem. I had no other forms of income providing income to my household. I was in trouble. I solved it by taking depreciating assets. Those are things like cars, vehicles. I took titles to vehicles that I owned free and clear down to my bank, started taking title loans out and living off the proceeds while I was looking for a job. Once I ran out of vehicles and ran out of money, I was about ready to dip into the credit cards in my wallet, and fortunately, I found a job. But here was the problem. The new job didn't pay me what I thought I should earn, but it did pay me at least enough wage that it filled in the gap of what I used to make compared to what I was making now from the United States Army. So what it did for me is it at least gave me income, but the income came with a catch. Here's the catch. The income was basically telling me that because I spent everything that I earned, and because I was trying to live off of a pension, because, you know, pensions are something that will pay you passive income. I mean, you put a lot of time, money, and effort into a pension. You would put less time, money, and effort into real estate and have the real estate pay you than you would have a pension pay you. But in fairness to me, I did not know what I did not know. What I knew was that I had a pension that at least was paying me. The new job had a pension component to it. Yeah, it had a pension component to it. And if I served 20 years in the new job, I would get a fairly decent pension. Now, I was 50 years of age when I got that job. If I could work 20 years in that job, I would earn that pension. I would be the age of 70. And the other magical thing that happens at the age of 70 is that I could take my maximum Social Security benefit. So I'd have not one, but two pensions paying me. I'd have maximum Social Security benefits paying me. What could go wrong, right? I mean, all I've got to do is make it another 20 years, big 20 years to achieve that retirement. And here was the problem. A couple years into that job, man, I was miserable. I am telling you, I was miserable. I was a fish out of water. What does that mean? It means that I took a job that I was overqualified for. Now, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm not telling you how great I am. I'm just telling you that the job that I took, I could do in my sleep. And unfortunately, I outperformed all of my peers, which I don't know if that benefited me at all, because I think all that does is make your peers mad at you because you're a little better than they are. Spending 20 years in that job was becoming a bridge too far. And then I had people telling me, well, maybe you should go out and you should compete for a different job. But here was the problem. The last time that I had gone out and looked for a job and competed for a job, it took me 10 months to find that job. It was an exhausting process that was filled with financial peril the entire way. I was not interested in going down that path again, because that path was way too painful. It was way too painful for me. I didn't want to deal with it. So I just figured, you know what? I'm just going to knuckle down, and I'm going to do my job. I'm going to be a happy camper, and I'm just going to be miserable the rest of my life. And then I discovered Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, of all places. Yeah, my son and I were on our way to, I think we were going to church, and we happened to hear the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, some of you are going, what? What's that? Okay, you're listening currently to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, but there is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, which is complementary to what Del does on this radio show. That's where you'll find me, is on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I like to talk about things that are a little bit different than what Del likes to talk about. That show is out there, and it's available to you. So let me take you back to the conversation that we were having before I was telling you about the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My son and I, we were listening to that particular show on the radio, and we listened once, and we thought the information was relevant. But like most things that you listen to on the radio, you kind of hear it and you go, oh, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And then the show ends, or you get to where you're going, you turn the vehicle off, and then the show ends, and then you go about your business, right? All right. So another Sunday, my son and I were driving to church, and guess what came on the radio? That Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So we started listening to it again, and we took a little more notice to the content. The content was relevant. It was informing. It was getting me to understand that I had an income problem, that I really didn't have a retirement problem. I had an income problem, just like you have. You do not have a retirement problem. You have an income problem. You just don't know it. What did we do? Well, we went to the Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop. And over an hour and a half period of time, they gave us the one over the world about Lifestyles Unlimited. They told us about the different ways we can invest our money. They showed us how we would buy a single family asset. They showed us the Lifestyles Unlimited model. I mean, they just came right out and showed us how they do it. There was no, well, let me show you something over here to get you to sign up. No, they just laid it all out. And then they showed us how to buy multifamily assets. And they talked about the five different ways we make money in real estate. Six different ways if we're talking about multifamily assets. I mean, the information provided in that hour and a half was worth the time invested in the hour and a half. So much so that my son and I, we became members. Now, there's more of a backstory. If you want to hear the rest of the backstory, that's one reason why you ought to subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, because I actually give you some of that backstory when I do the show today. I'll tell you a little bit more about what's going on. One of the things that I learned when I became a member, the number one thing that I had to address was that I had an income problem, just like you have an income problem. Now, I had the opportunity to host Del's radio show yesterday. And if you caught yesterday's radio show, I was talking about two young ladies that have resolved their income problem. They really have. They've done it with single family. Now, you can do it with single family. You can do it with multifamily. Either way it works. Their modality just happened to be single family. How did they address their income problem? Well, if you remember the young lady, Suzanne, that I was talking about yesterday, remember? She had six different properties that she had put into her investment portfolio. One of them's paying about $2,700 a year in cash flow. Another one's paying about $6,900 a year in cash flow. Another one's paying $6,000 a year in cash flow. That one's paying $5,300 a year. That one's at $7,100 per year. That one's at $5,500 per year. What does that all total up to? $33,528. That's the amount of income that she has developed by buying single family assets. That's additional cash flow that's coming into her household. That's money that she's not going out and trading time for money for in order to earn a paycheck. But what if she were earning a paycheck? What does $33,500 translate into if you were to actually go out and get a job? Well, effectively, she just replaced a $42,000 income. She did. Now, here's the thing. If you're making $42,000 in a job, you need to carve out the taxes and the self-employment taxes. You got to carve all of that stuff out. Because when you're a real estate investor, the money that you make on the annual cash flow is protected by the depreciation write-offs that the IRS makes you take. Suzanne is resolving her income problem. Now, I also told you about April. Remember April? April was the young lady that joined about a year ago, and she has been on a tear. She has bought 5 single-family assets in the last year. So what are those assets doing for her? One asset's paying her $2,300. Another is paying her almost $10,000. That happens to be a fourplex, by the way. Another asset's paying her about $1,900. Another asset's paying approximately $5,700. That asset's paying $3,000 per year. So what does that all total up to? Well, effectively, April is earning $22,752 in her real estate assets. And now get this, if she were to go apply for a side job, a part-time job, in addition to what she's doing right now, she would have to get a job that paid her at least $30,000 per year in order for that job to give her the same amount of income that these 5 rental houses are producing. And here's the thing I wanted to share with you about Suzanne and April. They are spending very little time focused on their real estate assets. Very little time. What does that translate into? That translates into they have more time for whatever they want to do. See, the trade-off is they're buying assets that are producing cash flow for them, something you're not doing. You're buying assets in the stock market that are not producing cash flow for you. As a matter of fact, when I look at the stock market, I'm a little worried about the stock market. I'm a little worried about your investment in the stock market, and I'm wondering just how close we might be to the stock market doing what the stock market always does, which is give up all of its gains. It does have a tendency to do that. If you haven't been paying attention, you know, the NASDAQ gave up like 3,000 points of gains from the period of July 11th through August 5th. Yeah, 3,000 points. That means you need to make back 6,000 points in order to break even. Yeah. And if you look at that stock chart, I mean, just look at a stock chart, any stock chart. I don't care what stock chart you look at. They all tend to share the same type of information. What they tend to show you is that gains tend to take a long time to materialize. They tend to take a long time to grow. But losses, they tend to happen instantaneously, do they not? Have you ever noticed very, very infrequently does the stock market open up and the prices just go through the roof, right? But how many times have you checked your stocks and all of a sudden you're looking at the stock market, you just woke up, you had your coffee, you're not even aware of what's going on, and the stock market is down 600 points. I mean, that happened on Monday, right? Did it happen to you? Because it happened to everybody else. So this is one of the reasons why I think you need to divest yourself from the stock market. Suzanne and April have taken a bold step. They really have. They've addressed their fears. They've decided that they don't want to do what they're doing anymore. And as a result of that, they made a decision in order to change the trajectory of what they're investing in. So they're investing in real estate assets that are paying them 5 different ways. I mean, we've been talking about the cash flow, and the cash flow is very important, but they're also capturing equity in the assets. It's additional equity over and above the amount of money they actually put into the physical deal. They're getting principal pay down. They're getting the benefits of natural appreciation, the fact that real estate tends to go up in value over time. I talked to you already about the tax benefits, the fact that the income that they're making on these assets is protected by the depreciation that we're required to take by the Internal Revenue Service. So effectively, they're having us take a paper loss that benefits us and protects our income. And that translates into not having to take a job that would pay us even more money, only to pay taxes and to wind up with the amount of money that the real estate is producing. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what Del Walmsley's doing, you got to get to Case Study tonight. Call 866-945-6565. Get registered for Case Study. You won't regret it.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.